ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Tuesday, the 24th of February, year of our Lord 2026. Well, nothing says tyranny like cracking down on free speech. And we have governments all over the world that are obsessing about how they're going to control our access to the internet, to end anonymity so they can end free speech. And it's here at home. It's not just in the UK. In Colorado, they have proposed an initiative that could essentially not just attack free speech, but could essentially concentrate more power into the hands of a few big tech companies and stop open source operating systems that people are going to increasingly. So we're going to begin with that. We're also going to take a look and what's going on with the Iran war as they are ramping up for this. And Huckabee has done everything he can, whether intentional or not, to make sure that there will not be any assistance from anyone in this war. And you have a high-ranking general, Dan Cain, saying we don't have any allies in the region that are going to help us. And we've basically depleted our material. Why are we doing this? One answer. We know. We'll be right back. Well, it is in Colorado that a Senate bill would require Apple and Google to embed ID checks in operating systems. And again, this is about, this will ultimately result in eliminating competition from open source operating systems like Linux. With the kinds of things that the that Microsoft is doing, you could call this the Microsoft Protection Act if you wanted to, but also Apple. And so they want to enact this at the operating system level. We've seen these types of moves in the past. Again, it was Microsoft who organized the CCPA. That's not the Chinese Communist Party of America, but it might as well be. That's the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authentication. So they're going to mark you as a coalition of hardware and software and news organizations. So the CPU and the applications would be the ones that would be marking the content that you made, whether it was text or a meme, an image, or whether it was video or audio. They would mark that. And you would have the news organizations that would determine that you were a banned person, and they would mark your stuff and make sure that it was not able to be uploaded. Well, they found a better way to do it. And again, you know, when you look at Microsoft at the very center of that effort, I think they're probably at the center of this as well, because it certainly is going to work out well for their business model. And this is something that Colorado has tried several times. You know, it's kind of interesting. Colorado, run by a lot of liberal Democrats, and there's a radio station there, KHNC, that were very interested in having me after I left InfoWars. We did that for a short period of time, but the issue was the money, but there wasn't any. You know, they wanted to try to syndicate this thing, but I didn't have the means to support it as it was going on. A lot of people thought, oh, well, he's on radio. He doesn't need any support for the podcast. Simply wasn't true. But anyway, I was very much appreciated there, just as I am in Washington and Oregon and other places where there's a great deal of authoritarianism, leftist authoritarianism. You know, they feel pretty isolated. They're looking for somebody who sees the world their way and can put that information out there. But they're targeting the operating system, and it's something that they would do by both phones and laptop computers or desktops. They require the operating system providers to collect your date of birth when you create an account and follow you along. Because it's so much easier to do that than to push it out to the apps or to push it out to the hardware or the software. The age check becomes embedded in the infrastructure before you ever reach the application itself. So they don't have so many moving parts. They only have to work with a couple of controllers. See how that works? I think this is a very dangerous approach that will probably be copied in a lot of areas, probably copied by the federal government as well. This is a structural change from what Colorado has tried before. They've had a couple of bills that came out last year. One of them passed out of committee, but ultimately lost, required website hosting material to be deemed harmful to children to run their own age verification. This is always the canard, I should say the MacGuffin, of saying we've got to protect the children. And again, we go back to this. You need to have ID for everybody and anonymity because of children? Are these children going out and buying these computers and paying for the monthly bills on these things? Or is it parents? Why can't the parents control this? As a matter of fact, there are applications that give parents control over phones and other things like that. They have the ultimate control. They could say, you don't have one of these. I mean, the parents are buying these things for the kids. You know, there was just an article repeating yet again. It was Peter Thiel saying it this time. Steve Jobs had just dropped it many years ago, saying, no, don't let my kids have iPhones and iPads. I wouldn't do that. And I got to say, you know, you just don't realize how harmful that is to the kids' development. They need to have physical, tangible things, not getting, I mean, people talk about how you hand some of these kids a book in school and they start pinching it to try to zoom on it. These are not essential skills. The future is going to belong to kids who can manipulate the real world. You know, get them used to using a screwdriver or something like that. Do something real. Don't get your kids down the path to live in a virtual prison society, because that's what a virtual society will be. It will be a digital prison. Get them involved in the real world. Get them to learn real things. That's what's important. And so maybe you don't even want to have your kids have a phone or an iPad, limit their use to a computer. And there's all kinds of tools to do that. As a matter of fact, it's already embedded in the Apple systems, their iOS and other things, where you can set up parental controls about the hours that they can use the computer and things like that. It is already there. And so this is just a MacGuffin to try to end anonymity so they can end free speech. Then they came up with another Senate bill in Colorado, because that first one got a lot of pushback from civil liberties groups. Tech experts pointed out the state mandate could not easily reach websites that were hosted outside of Colorado. So it didn't go anywhere. Practically, it wasn't going to be workable. Then a new Senate bill tried platform-level requirements instead, making social media companies determine user age categories. And I think this is the basis of the American opposition, the federal government's opposition, the White House, is they're responding to social media sites. And, of course, Trump's got his own social media site, but Elon Musk and others, they don't want to have that onus on the social media sites. You saw Zuckerberg push his way over to Trump immediately to make sure these types of onerous things out of the UK and Europe were not going to be put on them. However, if they were to do this at the operating system, I think level, I think that the White House, the American government, would basically cave on this. That's my opinion. Anyway, now we have this new one, moving enforcement to the operating system layer. Means a defined compliance target with a limited number of companies to regulate. You've only got a couple. Because when you look at something like Linux, it's open source. And a lot of people are moving to that because they don't like the controls that are put on these other ones already. Any law that tried to impose universal age verification across the open web would require something far more radical. Either mandatory identity verification for internet access, which would end anonymous browsing entirely. Bingo. That's it. That's what they're after. All the rest of this stuff is a MacGuffin. It's just their, you know, their happy story that they want to tell you to get what they want. And so, as they point out in this article from Reclaim the Web, that it'd be on Apple and Google, that'd be very easy to control, and you need only two of them. But would also cement the dominance of these few big tech companies against any competition, against anything that is open source and free. The constitutional terrain here is unstable, says Reclaim the Net. Federal courts reviewing age verification laws in other states have scrutinized whether such laws are narrowly tailored and whether less restrictive alternatives exist. Well, the less restrictive alternative is there. It's called parental controls, as they point out. Major platforms already offer device-level and account-level filtering tools that parents can configure voluntarily. The courts have noticed. And it's not just the stuff that's built into the operating system already. As I said before, the parents are buying the phone. The parents are paying the monthly bill for the phone. They have control over that. The rest of us should not be held hostage for this.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store,
at a funeral,
in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
And yet, as we look at what is happening in the UK, there's an interesting article from Steve Watson of the Watson Brothers and Modernity. Trump declares war on European censorship, portraying Trump as a hero of free speech. I gotta say, this is one of the most clueless, sycophantic takes on the Trump administration I've seen from anybody, what Watson is doing here. We all know how Trump despises free speech, how he threatens broadcasters. He threatens to take their license. He sues the print media and everything. But the most minor things, I don't like the way you edited that interview with Lala Harris. I think you made her look too good. I'm going to sue you. And I'm going to control you because You want to sell CBS? We'll see about that. I don't know that my guys will approve that sale unless you capitulate on this lawsuit, for example. And when you look at the other things that the Trump administration is doing, it absolutely despises free speech. Look at what he's done for Israel, for example. You know, again, like DeSantis and the Republicans in Florida. Anybody that says anything that criticizes the government of Israel or Benjamin Netanyahu is an anti-Semite. And you have to be punished as a racist and canceled and so forth. They absolutely hate free speech in the Trump administration. You got Mark Levin bragging, yeah, we cancel this guy, we cancel that, we cancel Pat Buchanan, we can cancel Tucker Carlson, anybody we want. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I got to say, you know, it's one thing to have strong opinions, and we can all argue about opinions, but we all need to be able to argue, can't we? You have to support free speech, and anybody that wants to cancel somebody else, I don't care if they're left or right, I don't care if they're Jew or Gentile, I'm against them. And that's no excuse. As European governments ramp up on their assault on online freedom, the Trump administration is striking back hard with freedom.gov. A portal that's designed to equip European and British citizens with tools to shatter digital barriers imposed by overreaching bureaucrats, writes Watson. And so they're going to, it looks like they're going to push tools like VPNs and other things like that. But of course, the UK is so hell-bent on censorship, they're talking about canceling VPNs as well. Government insiders say the freedom.gov portal may feature a VPN, a virtual private network. What that does, if you don't know, is it shields where you are coming from, so they can't tell what country you're coming from. To allow European users to bypass domestic controls and claim that its use will not be tracked. That's the other thing. Do you really trust the American government? I mean, you know, they've got their Five Eyes program, you know, the Five Spies program, I guess we could say. The five English-speaking countries, U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and they share intelligence. I wouldn't trust the government to cover my VPN. I would think they'd probably betray you at some point or the other. So the U.S. State Department is developing this online portal to enable people in Europe and elsewhere to see content banned by their own governments, including alleged hate speech and terrorist propaganda, sources told Reuters, and Reuters tweeted that out. Now, Watson portrays this as heroic, akin to the midnight ride of Paul Revere. As a matter of fact, he says, when you go to their homepage, features an animated logo of Paul Revere on his midnight ride, warning people of the British coming. Well, absolutely. That is the, that has been actually, that was Alex's logo at Free Speech Systems. It's Paul Revere. And yet, you know, what if, what if Paul Revere gets turned by the British like Alex Jones? What if he starts spewing out lies? Don't worry. The vaccines are okay. The vaccines are okay. They're sugar water. They're sugar water. Don't worry about it. Again, pay attention to who you're listening to. And if somebody is going to portray, this is a litmus test, folks, for gullibility and for intelligence. When you've got an article that portrays Trump as a hero of free speech. Yeah, just like he's the hero of people who are opposed to the COVID shots and the vaccine and the pandemic. People who are opposed to the childhood schedule vaccines, Trump's going to save us from all that, just like he's going to save us from glyphosate and fluoride and all the rest of this. Just like he's going to stop funding Planned Parenthood. He didn't do any of that. He said he was going to do it. He didn't do any of it. He did exactly the opposite. I mean, he's compelling the production of glyphosate. He's giving them liability protection. How many times does he have to do exactly the opposite of what he said he was going to do? He's going to be anti-globalist, and look at what he did with the pandemic. And look at what he's doing with the Epstein files. There's a lot of people who are going to jail. A lot of people who are in other countries. A lot of people whose careers have been ended. Not in this country. Not for Trump. Not for Clinton. not for Steve Bannon. None of these people have any consequences. And so the only way that such restrictions could be enforced effectively would be for VPN providers to require all users to undergo age assurance measures. Oh, no, that's not it. It'd be at the OS level. And that's really what they're going to do. And when they do it at the OS level, what do you think Trump's going to do? I mean, is he going to, if they say, you're not going to be able to have Microsoft operating systems or buy Apple computers in the UK. Now, would that work? I don't know what the people there would do, but they seem to have been beaten down to the extent that they're not going to do anything about whatever the British government does. John Cleese say, I expect to be arrested at any moment now. I definitely fit the profile of a domestic terrorist. As a matter of fact, this article came up. This is something that's going on Ash Wednesday, which kicked off at the beginning of Ramadan. A boy was told to wipe the Ash Wednesday cross off of his forehead at school. Why? Because it was offensive to the Muslims. On GB News this morning, a young boy was told by a teacher to remove his Ash Wednesday mark. You can already see the double standard. Christianity gets policed while other faith expressions are treated as untouchable. If schools cannot respect Christian children in a Christian country, it's not a Christian country anymore, then something has gone badly wrong, and it has gone badly wrong. As a matter of fact, because the Muslims do fasting, they said that the Christian kids couldn't eat anything either. So we don't have enough teachers to do these separate things. Then they wound up hiring special teachers just to keep the Muslim students happy. They wound up having special teachers for that. The preferential treatment is absolutely amazing, the two-tier system that they have set up there. And this is all a part of it. So how will this be policed? Well, by making everyone prove their age to the internet with a digital ID. And how about letting parents decide what their kids have access to? Yeah, exactly. But let's understand, this is not just a European issue. It is a big European issue. You had Emmanuel Macron come out just last week saying free speech is complete BS. He has absolutely nothing but contempt for free speech. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back. Just to remind you, this has been going on for quite some time in the European halls of power.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear Klaus, your annual global risk report makes for a stunning and sobering read. For the global business community, the top concern for the next 2 years is not conflict or climate. It is disinformation and misinformation, followed closely by polarization within our societies.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are listening to The David Knight Show.
Comments from listeners on Rumble. Jason Barker, you know where this is headed next. They'll require biometric login to use the internet. That's absolutely right. Yeah. And they're shutting down everything. I mean, when you look at 3D printing, that is huge. That is a big deal. I mean, I know that Jason has covered that a lot at Knights of the Storm. Going after 3D printing, in the name of stopping quote-unquote ghost guns, they've invented this little catchphrase that sounds very scary. Sounds scarier even than assault weapon.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Which they never defined either, but they want to make sure that you're not able to use 3D printers. You could use a 3D printer to keep your tractor going or your old cars going or something. You can't have that. You've got to be completely dependent on us. It's not only planned obsolescence, it's planned control and replacement. Wally Walrus says, have you guys heard anything about Trump and RFK Jr. trying to make glyphosate protected against lawsuits for national security? Yes. As a matter of fact, that I talked about that a little bit yesterday. Maybe I didn't get into it too much, but I've got more about it. What he did was he compelled through the Defense Act or what, I forget the name of it now. I don't have it in front of me, but it's the same thing that he used to compel the production of ventilators at the beginning of the fake pandemic. And remember, we did see an increase in excess deaths. It was nothing compared to what happened when the vaccine went out. You saw a gigantic straight-up spike. But they did see an increase in deaths because they were using things like ventilators on people, and you had about 90% of the people who were put on ventilators died. It was something, as one pulmonologist said, I've never seen this done in my career, that you put people on ventilators. It makes no sense when somebody comes from the respiratory disease. By the way, I was in the car the other day listening to Pandora, which... listening to the free Pandora, so there's ads in it. And they just kept hitting us with ads from the CDC trying to scare you about how dangerous respiratory diseases are. So, you know, the implication is you got to go get your – ask your doctor what you can do to prevent yourself from getting respiratory diseases. Well, you know what that answer is, right? It's the vaccine, right? Get your flu shot. Get your COVID shot and all the rest of this stuff. Anyway, he used that same defense nonsense to – compelled the production of ventilators, then rewarded the hospitals, gave them $39,000 if they'd put somebody on a ventilator, and the ventilator only cost $50,000. And they'd already gotten $13,000 for pointing at somebody and saying, you got COVID. So you point somebody and say, you got COVID, and now you got to go on a ventilator. $52,000. You've already paid for your machine, and now you get to charge them on a daily basis for the use, and you get a 20% bonus because they're a COVID patient. You see how the money works? Anyway, that's the same thing that he used for that. Now they want to use it for glyphosate. Why is this a security issue? You got the Republicans in Congress cheering what Trump did because they are representing Big Agra. Big Agra doesn't care if there's poison in your food. They just want to sell you massive quantities of it. They can actually increase production with glyphosate, and they don't care that there's poison in it. They don't care that they've basically taken a poison pill for their business. They have poisoned their soil so that they will only be able to grow Monsanto's genetically modified plants, seeds, that can handle the glyphosate. They have set them up so that they can handle it. It kills everything else except for the seeds that they sell you. That had a tragic result in India. Nevertheless, Big Ag wants it. And Big Ag and the Republican Party and Trump and Democrats as well don't really care whether you're getting poisoned or not. So come on, you can take it. It's like Alex Jones telling people about the Trump show. It's got a little bit of aluminum in it and a little bit of mercury, but you can inject that in your veins. That's no problem. Do it for Trump. And so that's what's behind that. But the immunity that's there, the legal immunity that's there, that's built into that Defense Act thing. So that's a double whammy. Not only is he going to compel them and subsidize them, but he's also going to give them liability protection. just like he gave the ventilator manufacturers liability protection. So all that is wrapped up in there. As many people have been saying, the biggest betrayal that the people who voted for Trump because of this MAHA nonsense, biggest betrayal that they could have possibly had. Betrayal after betrayal after betrayal. What does it take for these people to wake up from their stupor of doublethink? They will make an excuse for everything. Self-Patriot, thank you very much for the tip. He says, the plan is to completely track, surveil, and control us so we cannot challenge their power. We're only needed by them as chattel. That's right. And they really don't need us for that. I mean, they're developing these robots to replace the menial tasks and labor, so they don't need the mass of humanity. The mass of humanity is a threat to them. Out of all the people out there, you know, who's to say that some poor person...
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Isn't going to be an incredibly smart person that might rise up against them, right? And, you know, from humble beginnings. Where did, you know, did Napoleon come from a rich family? No. How about Beethoven or his other people? They don't want to risk that. So they want to kill us all, basically. Guard Goldsmith, Liberty Conspiracy. Good to see you, Guard. He said, Feds, I have an idea. Let's trick Europeans to use our data portal and tell them that it protects their privacy. Wink, wink. Yeah, I would. You're going to trust the State Department to protect your privacy? You're going to trust them not to give you up? DG8, thank you very much for the tip. He says, David Alex Jones is pathetic attacking Massey. Is he really? He's attacking Massey now? He is really pathetic. I've never seen anybody such a sellout as Alex Jones. This guy has betrayed everything that he did. All these people are saying, well, I got to respect Alex. He woke me up. And it's like, well, then you need to wake up from Alex at this point. If you agree with the things that he said 10, 20 years ago, you need to oppose the Alex Jones of 2026. He is antithetical to everything that he told you. He's a liar and a backstabber right now just because of money. That's all he cares about. So he's attacking Massey over the Epstein client list, of all things. He just put out a thing saying, Alex Jones was right. He was telling everybody about the pedophile rings decades ago, and they put out clips where he was talking about it. It's like, that's right. And what is he doing now? He's protecting the people who are protecting the pedophiles. Just amazing. So he's defending Trump's cover-up. Yeah. Alex has zero credibility. Actually, it's pathetic. Do you still talk to Greg Reese? Yeah, I worked there. And I didn't really know Greg. I came in very early to do my program, and I was out like about, you know, lunchtime. And so I would just see him passing in the halls or whatever. I really never knew Greg Reese, but I understand he's still doing some work. I don't know what his take is on all this stuff. I haven't seen his reports either. Let's talk a little bit about what Kash Patel is doing. He is acting like an influencer. says this article from Mediaite. And, of course, you had the hockey game for the gold medal. I saw it up on the news that it was tied at one point. It was the U.S. versus Canada. And I said, oh, this is going to be kind of a hot spot there with Trump creating this animosity with Canada from the very beginning. I think from the looks of it, the U.S. won. I didn't go back and look at it. But we saw this from Kash Patel. There he is. He took an FBI private jet all the way to Europe. And there he is partying with the hockey team. And they put a medal around his neck, and he's got a bottle of beer in his hand. The director of the FBI. What a joke these people are. He's got to get right in the center of it, like a frat boy or something. You know, somebody put up this, show him passed out with a medal around his neck. Armed man fatally shot at Mar-a-Lago, and the FBI director is passed out drunk with bottles of beer all around him as he's on a luxury private jet that belongs to the government. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, we had Pam Bondi, another clown from the Trump administration, put up a giant banner at the Department of Justice. Take a look at this. I mean, this is like something out of the Soviet Union or North Korea, isn't it? Giant banner of Trump scowling at people on the front of the Department of Justice. There they are putting it up. And somebody said, here, let me fix this for you. They photoshopped a giant banner of Trump and Epstein because that's what it's really about. And this is something that Pam Bondi has been seen doing before. She is one of the worst of the suck-up flatterers and sycophants in the Trump administration. Here's Pam Bondi when she first got to the Department of Justice. And, of course, they do. It is ordinary that they would put up pictures of the president, whoever the current president is, in these various government buildings. However, she puts a picture of Trump up. I think it's a little bit larger, a little bit more prominent, and draws his attention to it. Look at this clip. Look at that. I put a picture of you up.
You're such a nice person. That's a rough picture. That's a rough picture.
We're waiting on JD's to go up.
That's good. Thank you.
Just an amazing sycophant. That is one of the things that is just... So I could never stand that in a corporation. I could never get into politics because I really despise that kind of suck up person that's there. And that's exactly what she is. So we got, Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, and, just to remind you of, the FBI, as a matter of fact, Mediaite is just wringing their hands and saying, you know, we've lost all respect for the FBI. It's like, you really think that it deserved the gravitas that it created? You really think that J. Edgar Hoover wasn't an influencer? He was just better at it than Kash Patel. So I said, the issue isn't just a few isolated moments. It's the pattern. Leaders at this level are judged over time and increasingly by the images that they generate. When those images lean towards spectacle, self-serving obsequiousness, and fame, the burden falls on the institution to convince a skeptical public that nothing fundamental has changed. Let me tell you something. These people have reached all new levels of obsequiousness. I've never seen anything like the Pam Bondi Department of Justice or the train wreck frat boy FBI. Frat boys investigating. Right? That's what they should call the FBI, right? Frat boy investigator. Patel appears to be operating inside the same attention-driven culture that has reshaped much of American public life. Well, you know, the thing is... J. Edgar Hoover was a trainee. He was a cross-dresser from all reports. He just kept it private. And he was really an influencer. As a matter of fact, anybody, I'm sure if you are of a certain age, you remember the program, the FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. That was a production of QM, Q, but actually it was J. Edgar Hoover had a heavy hand in that.
Thank you.
action. Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. Also starring Philip Abbott.
I knew a Philip
Stephen
Abbott.
Brooks. Lynn Loring.
Anyway, from that to this. I think they've lost some gravitas, haven't they? Of course, actually, you know what Cash Patel is doing there is probably not as ridiculous as J. Edgar Hoover prancing around in heels and a dress like Rudy Giuliani did with Donald Trump. Folks, that's the kind of people that rule us. This has been going on a lot longer than the Epstein files. That's just the most in-your-face, disgusting, degenerate instance of it so far. And
the thing I just want to say is, apparently Cash Patel is a lifelong hockey fan. He's played hockey forever. And to me, all I can see here is somebody that is just desperate. You know, oh, I could have gone pro if X. This is just one of those guys that, you know, oh, if I hadn't blown my knee out in high school, I'd be in the NFL. Like, I guarantee you, he's so excited to be there because this was his dream. This is what he wanted.
Did he get hit between the eyes with a hockey puck? Is that why he looks the way he does?
He wanted to be a sports hero, a legend, but no, that's not what he got. So yeah, now he gets to force these people to hang out with him because he's FBI director.
Yeah, that's right. Well, again, when you look at it, J. Edgar Hoover was a master influencer. He just did it in a much more sophisticated way, and which I guess made him more dangerous than Cash Patel. You know, he got his start in the Palmer raids, the infamous Palmer raids, and that was the attorney general at the time was named Palmer. He had presidential aspirations, and so he wanted to make a name for himself by staging a bunch of raids, but he put J. Edgar Hoover in charge of it, and J. Edgar Hoover took all the credit and made himself a household name and then got them to create a Federal Bureau of Investigation, Federal Police, which is not in the Constitution, by the way, folks. And then he got blackmail files on everybody. He was the Jeffrey Epstein of his day. And I don't know how much of that stuff involved honeypot traps of sexual nature, but he was the Epstein of his day, as a matter of fact. A leadership style that resembles influencer-era visibility. Well, you know, I think it's a sign of our time. I think it's a sign of our society. We're not a serious society anymore. Yeah, J. Edgar Hoover knew that he had to set up a program like the one I just played for in order to influence society. Now these guys think they can do it, and they're right. They can do it without any of that stuff. Audi, Modern Retro MRR, thank you so much. That's very generous. Good to see you there. Hope things are going well for your program, your broadcast. Says, thank you for all you do, David. The DK team is keeping a lot of folks sane. Well, thank you. We're trying.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's a bigger picture here, folks. There really is. IRS machine gun, thank you very much. He said Pam could put a bigger picture of Trump on her desk. Yeah, now that it's, she must have a pretty huge desk, as a matter of fact. And it's still pretty cluttered, evidently, because she doesn't want to let go of any of those things. Speaking of, we're going to get into the drug war issue here, what's happening in Mexico. But just to remind you of the impact here at home, you know, we look at all these things going on with ICE and all the rest of the stuff. And it's like, this is just a continuation, an extension, a growth of what we've been seeing with the drug war all along. We've got to pull back against this police state. That's the only good thing that could come from this. Sometimes I think it was Grant, President Grant, who said the best way to get rid of a bad law is to rigorously enforce it. Maybe the best way to get rid of the drug war is to rigorously enforce it. I hope that people wake up. I don't know. Drug tests being done by police are notoriously unreliable. Reason has a very long article. I'm not going to go into all this. But it was a man who was wrongly charged with trafficking fentanyl. They're doing these roadside tests, and they come up with something which is inaccurate, and then they set it aside, and they send it to the state drug lab. And they got a backlog of months or a year and a half or something in this guy's case. And meanwhile, his life was turned upside down into a living hell. They say roughly 30,000 people every year getting wrongfully arrested, according to one estimate. On paper, this guy fit the profile of a drug mule. Sheriff's deputies pulled him over. He was driving a car with out-of-state plates. They didn't know when they pulled him over, but he had a suspended driver's license. The cop, when he pulls him over, said, well, just so that you know, the reason I pulled you over was because of your window tinting. Give me a break, you know. I've been pulled over so many times for such nonsense from these guys. It's unbelievable. Anyway, he was nervous because his driver's license was suspended. So he was actually shaking. And his story was a little bit confusing. So they asked him if they could search his car. Eager to prove that he had nothing to hide. Eager to prove that he was, I'm perfectly innocent. This is the same mistake people make when Child Protective Services come to your door. Never let them in your house. Always tell them, get a warrant, and you get a phone and start recording what's going on. So anyway, he would have normally said no, but he was hoping that they would give him a break on his license if he cooperated. Besides, he knew that that he and his car were clean. For the first time since he was 19 years old, and he was now 41, he had achieved long-term sobriety. He said, when they got me, I was a little over a year sober. I want to say about 14 and a half months. The deputies found a prescription pill bottle in his luggage. They tested its contents using a notoriously unreliable kind of field test. They concluded that the test results were positive for the possible presence of fentanyl. Must have gotten it from Canada. Anyway, spent 15 days in jail, 7 months on house arrest, tens of thousands of dollars in lawyer fees to clear his name. And as he pointed out, one of the worst things about it was the fact he said, when you look at these programs, they all say that, you know, it's very important to have people around you. He said they put me in complete isolation. It took him a year, 4 months, 28 days to prove to the prosecutors that the suspicious blue pills in the bottle were exactly what the label said. It was prescription medication for irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. Maybe that could also stand for investigative BS, which is what happened in this particular case. Reason got data that showed that around this time, this happened to him in South Carolina, that around this time, the backlog for the state drug lab was more than a year. They had a backlog of roughly 18,000 other cases while he was waiting to get his results. So I had to go back. The field test was bogus. And so they sent it to the lab, and it took the lab all that time to go through and actually say, yeah, this is really prescription medication. So not only did they put me in jail, but they took me away from the people who helped me get sober and my sponsorship family. I couldn't meet with my sponsor or my sponsoree because I was through my steps. I'm sure that you've seen the TED Talks and other stuff like that. The opposite of addiction is connection, right? They took connection away from me because I was locked up in my mom's house under house arrest. Well, that's the essence of it. Again, what our government is doing is counterproductive in every regard. It's counterproductive for the addicts. It's counterproductive, especially for society. You know, all of us have to pay for this. We have to pay for the private, for-profit prisons. We pay in the sense that we are at risk from these out-of-control militarized police that we see everywhere. It is a horrific situation. It's been going on for more than 50 years. As a matter of fact, you know, we look at things like ICE, and it applies especially to the drug stuff. Yeah, Speaker Johnson, who is a lawyer, right? He says, can you imagine? We can't get warrants for this stuff. Imagine what would happen if we got warrants, if we followed the Constitution.
Imagine if we had to go through the process of getting a judicial warrant, an additional warrant, to go and apprehend people who we know are here illegally. How much time would that take? We don't have enough judges. We don't have enough time. It would take decades probably to do that. The people who are advocating for that don't want any immigration enforcement. They do not.
He doesn't want any Constitution enforcement. Imagine if we had a Speaker of the House that supported the Constitution. I can't imagine that anymore. I've seen so many Republicans and Democrats come through. I can't even imagine a Speaker of the House who supported the Constitution. I can't imagine that. Warrant? We don't need no warrant. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. We do whatever we want, right? Audi MRR news report on cops in Tennessee revealed the police are expected to make a minimum of 100 arrests this year. Man, I love this liberty and freedom in America. Yeah, that may be one of the reasons why the State Highway Patrol has they had one guy, I forget the numbers now, but it was something like 40 false arrests for intoxication. And these people were sober, and he arrested them anyway. That's just one guy. There's a lot of people that are doing that in the Tennessee State Highway Patrol. It's pathetic what they're doing. And, of course, you give these guys quotas. That's why you see the kind of stuff like that, arresting sober people and charging them with drunk driving, or the kinds of abuses that we see from ICE. It's because they've got quotas. Quotas from people like Stephen Miller, with Pee Wee German is what they called him. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
APS Radio delivers multiple channels of music right to your mobile device. Get the APS Radio app today and listen wherever you go.
Welcome back, folks. I want to remind you all that it is your support that keeps this program up and running. And if you'd like to donate directly, you can go to davidknight.news and see all the ways you can do that. There's Cash App, Zelle, Subscribestar, and you can now go to Substack and subscribe to us there. But I also want to take the time to plug some of our sponsors. A really good one to support is homesteadproducts.shop.
Yes.
And right now they are having a sale on their first aid kit. You can see it here. It's marked down to $23. It's great for camping, survival readiness, preparedness, and emergencies. They've got just about everything you would need for, you know, the typical injuries you might experience.
Bug out bag, something like that, yeah.
It's always important to have a first aid kit, even just around the house. You never know when you're going to cut yourself and need Band-Aids and things like that. So check out homesteadproducts.shop. And as always, check out their hot sauce. It's really good. I keep shilling that one because I stole it and I used all of it because it's delicious.
Yeah, we love that. I like the idea of the tumbleweed fire starter for barbecue season. I think that's a
Those are really great cool. too. That's anytime I'm starting up a charcoal grill, I'm using a tumbleweed. No chemicals, and they get it started every single time.
That's the key thing, no chemicals. You know, when you look at the chemicals, you can't. You know, we can't imagine a world without these chemicals, and certainly it's not going to be a world without glyphosate now, thanks to Trump and RFK Jr. However, you could still have a world without cancer. Get that book from J. Edward Griffin, and you can get that at rncstore.com. 10% off if you use the code NIGHT, and they have available B17 in both pill form as well as a natural apricot seeds. And so that's something you may want to think about when the government is looking at how many different toxic chemicals they can put out there that are known carcinogens. There is something that you can do. You're not absolutely helpless about this. Well, let's take a look at what's happening in Mexico. And again, we have seen these big gangs. We've had El Chapo. Now we got El Mencho. I guess he's a mensch, as the Jewish people would say. I don't know what that mean, what that name actually means. I don't know what El Chapo meant either. I don't know if that was a reference to his machete or what it was. But they're saying the U.S. is bracing for spillover. Might spill over the border because this Jalisco gang is very large and they span multiple states. As they were saying, most of these gangs in the past have been kind of localized, but this one has gotten much larger. As a matter of fact, when we're talking about listing these organizations as terrorist organizations, there was a lot of talk about how these drug cartels that have been created by the war on drugs, they did not exist. They were a market response to our drug prohibition, which they never passed a constitutional amendment for like they did for alcohol. Why is that? Well, that's because we don't care about the Constitution anymore, right? Now, the 18th and the 21st Amendment testify to the fact that the Constitution is dead in modern America.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And so we've had blowback from these operations and the foreign wars. We may have spillover from this one. This Mexican president, Sheinbaum, has been goaded by Trump to physically attack these cartels, and not saying that they shouldn't do it in their own country. These cartels are horrific. The problem is the prohibition aspect of it. That's what created Al Capone. And that's what created these cartels, as a matter of fact. And then we have the CIA, which is working with them. CIA is helping to get this thing kicked off. You know, CIA did the The crack cocaine, they developed it. They trafficked it so they could fund their secret war. They protected the poppy fields in Afghanistan. I mean, our government is so embedded in all this stuff. It's insane. And CIA especially. They traffic everything. They traffic people. They're involved in the Epstein stuff. They're involved in the drug cartels. We has met the enemy, and they is us, or U.S., we should say, as in the United States. So officials say at least 62 people died. I've seen various figures of seen some that are over 70. Some people say they arrested 70 people. So there's some confusion still about what's going on with this. They do have accounts that 25 National Guard were killed in action and six separate attacks by the, from the cartel. The cartel had 34 people killed in action, and they have enacted 250 roadblocks, the cartel has, across 20 Mexican states. And how are they doing this? They've got burning vehicles at these intersections. So it is a tremendous amount of violence and chaos that is there. The Mexican government has deployed an additional 2,500 troops, combined with the 7,000 troops already stationed there. Now they have over 10,000 to stop further attacks from this particular drug gang. And it's not just the CIA and the American government and the Mexican government that are involved in all this stuff. Of course, it's the banks as well. I remember HSBC, and there was a whistleblower for them. Everett Stern, I think, was his name, if I remember correctly. But Matt Taibbi at Rolling Stone also did articles about the Sinaloa cartel and the connection with HSBC, the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank of China, that was the original name. And, of course, they kind of got their start with the opium wars that were there, but they had, as Matt Taibbi pointed out in his Rolling Stone article, HSBC had set up their own window just for the Sinaloa cartel to come in and count cash. So very complicit in this, and they've been busted and convicted multiple times of working with cartels and terrorists. And so Everett was hired as one of the requirements of one of their convictions, that they had to do more in terms of interdiction and enforcement. So you need to hire some people to look at these massive transfers that are happening. And what he found was, he said, all the people that got hired, including him, had no experience in investigations. But he took his job seriously, and he started looking, and he realized that when he looked at the database, they had done things like put an extra period here or there, or a space in their search terms to make sure that it didn't kick it out. You know, they were looking for particular names and places, names of institutions, names of people. And they put little kind of hidden things there to make sure they didn't get a match. It's the same thing the Department of Justice did with Trump and the Epstein files, right? If you searched for Trump, you wouldn't find it, I think. But if you searched for, was it? If you searched for Trump space, you could find a match all over the place. So they did something to block that search inside the app that they set up for people. Anyway, Greg Abbott ordered the state's Department of Public Safety to boost security operations to prevent spillover activity from Mexico and the U.S. I imagine what he's going to do is the same kind of virtue signaling nonsense he did before with the border open. He took a bunch of Texas Highway Patrol people and had them line up like a half dozen Highway Patrol cars along the border, went back and took a picture of it. And it's like, you realize how long that border is, you know, how many thousands of miles that is, and he's going to pretend that that's going to stop it. So anyway, maybe they could do that for this as well. So the U.S. is providing intelligence on this. The violence spread into popular beach resort towns across Mexico as gunmen torched retail shops, gas stations, vehicles, and blockaded highways. This could spill over. Just imagine, again, the scenario that I see happening is, let's say that we go to war for Israel and go to war against Iran. You think Iran might pay these cartels to come in and do some of this kind of stuff in the U.S.? Very vulnerable to this. Major battles are being fought everywhere with the police. The tourist town of Puerto Vallarta partially set on fire as American visitors watched in horror. Now they can't get out. Airlines have canceled flights to Guadalajara International Airport because of all the chaos. The region is scheduled to host four matches of the World Cup soccer match in June. The question is whether or not this cartel can survive. They said, depends on how quickly it can appoint a successor. If not, the cartel may fragment as an internal power struggles begin. Well, I think there will be somebody who's going to emerge as the leader there. Never in Mexico has there been an organization with the presence, the territorial control, or the political penetration that the Jalisco New Generation Cartel has, said a former Mexican security official. The cartels we had in Mexico previously were more regional in nature. But again, they've gone global and they just keep getting bigger and stronger thanks to the unlimited amounts of money that are involved in the drug trade. You know, the DEA's measure of success is, well, we interdicted and took some of these drugs and look, we've seen the street price go up. Well, you know, that doesn't hurt the cartels at all. It could serve as near-term spillover into the U.S. They said the Biden administration was lining the pockets of cartels like this one, paying thousands, sometimes tens of thousands per head to be smuggled in the United States. Well, that is true. And again, these guys are heavily armed. The car is burning, like I said, 250 points spread across 20 Mexican states. Guadalajara was turned into a ghost town, school canceled everywhere. They have armored vehicles, rocket launchers, other arms were seized, and they are a major trafficker of fentanyl. And this is finally probably true. Trump has been accusing Canada and Venezuela and everybody of being fentanyl trackers, and everybody said it's all coming from Mexico, and it's coming from these guys, by the way. So they probably... finally got it right. I would certainly expect that fentanyl is coming from Mexico, probably coming from these guys as well. This is signaling to the U.S. that if we keep cooperating and sharing intelligence, Mexico can do it. We don't need to have U.S. troops on Mexican soil, they said. Yeah, well, what about if we have cartel attacks on American soil? That'd be a useful distraction for the Trump administration, wouldn't it? So the U.S. had put up a $15 million reward for his capture. And in the past, the Mexican president, Sheinbaum, has criticized the kingpin strategy of previous administrations that took out cartel leaders only to trigger explosions of violence as the cartels fractured and fought each other. Since Trump has taken office, he's been under tremendous pressure to show results against drug trafficking. He wants to, I don't know why he is so hell-bent on this war on drugs thing. I guess, whoever it is that controls them, CIA, they like their drug war stuff. So I guess that's the answer. The Jalisco cartel has been one of the most aggressive cartels in its attacks on the military, including on helicopters. A pioneer in launching explosives from drones and installing mines. In 2020, it carried out a spectacular assassination attempt with grenades and high-powered rifles in the heart of Mexico City. DEA considers the cartel to be as powerful as the Sinaloa cartel, with a presence in all 50 states. So again, with the kind of vulnerable infrastructure we've got, and of course, Jack Lawson and his Civil Defense Manual, actually, jacklawsonbooks.com is where you can find it. It's one of the things he talked about, was just how vulnerable our infrastructure is to any kind of terrorist attack. I mean, it could be Iranian terrorists coming through the open border. It could be the Mexican cartels that are hired by the Iranians, or it could be they're doing it for their own purposes. But we have a very, very vulnerable infrastructure here. So what they've done in the past, they've arrested people like, they've got El Mayo and El Chapo. They're both in U.S. custody. I guess the executive order was hold El Mayo. And they did that. I guess the people who arrested him are very proud of that. They held Mayo. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Iran war.
Just briefly, some people in chat are, they don't trust any of the news coming out. My wife has some family in Mexico here and there. One of the places is Tijuana, and it's her cousin. He lost his job because the company basically just said, we're shutting down until things calm down. They closed their stores because everything is so chaotic. Hmm. So, whatever you're seeing on social media may not be true, but there's a lot of things. It's a lot of chaos, and it's pretty bad right now.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Well, again, we have nobody to blame except ourselves because we created these cartels, just like we created Al Capone with alcohol prohibition. That was, you know, they started with Tommy guns and riding on the running boards of the old cars and shooting each other up and any innocent bystanders. And that's basically what this is. This is just alcohol prohibition extended for another 50 years. And these guys have diversified into every kind of crime that is there. Well, if we look at what's happening with Iran, we've had a senior Pentagon official, General Dan Kane. I should have looked up to see if he's a Joint Chiefs of Staff, if he's the head of that. I don't remember. Anyway, he was publicly talking about the risks of war with Iran. No help from allies there. Basically, Trump has alienated everybody. He's alienated the Europeans and NATO and everything. He's alienated all the other Arab states that have in the past been friendly to the United States. And Huckabee's done a great job of that the last couple of days here. And he also pointed out that we're short a lot of material because we've given so much of our weapons and ammunition to Ukraine, used it to defend Israel. You know, it's going to be a difficult war. Why are they picking this fight? Well, because they're the puppets of Netanyahu. And so we've got Iran, which is four times the size of Iraq. I think more advanced, certainly at this point. You never had the accusations that Iraq was going to create a nuclear program. You have that with Iran. You had the Iran-Iraq war, and that basically it was being won by Iran until Iraq got a lot of weapons from other people. And then it kind of turned, and they wound up in a stalemate. And so you can look at this and say, well, if they are about comparable to Iraq, should be a walk in the park. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Iran has changed quite a bit since those early days. Iraq, using Saddam Hussein, saw an opportunity to go after Iran after they had the revolution, and they were in chaos. He thought he could make his move, and it didn't work. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with it. But Huckabee going on with Tucker Carlson, and the key question Tucker Carlson asking, he said, so you say that you've got a deed to all this based on a promise in the Bible to Abraham from God. And he goes, well, that land goes up and encompasses pretty much all the Middle East. And Huckabee said, yeah, I'm fine with that, basically. And all the Middle East is not fine with that. As a matter of fact, the blowback was very swift. Huckabee declared it'd be fine if Israel took over the entire Middle East. Governments from Palestine, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Oman issued statements condemning the comments. joined by both the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the Arab League, a rare moment of quick unity for these countries. Again, this is more of the gang that can't shoot straight. They can't even execute their own agenda well. It always winds up blowing back on them. And as I said, when you look at something, for example, like immigration, something needs to be done about immigration. Sending masked thugs door to door is not the something that needs to be done, and it's going to blow back on us, those of us who would like to limit immigration, who would like to stop the welfare magnet and all the rest of stuff. Trump is basically poisoning the opportunity to do that by his Gestapo tactics that he's got out there. So he always does it in the wrong way, and he's always got people who are saying the wrong things. Most notably, close American ally Saudi Arabia was among the first to blast Huckabee's provocative statement. Saudi Arabia called it reckless and irresponsible. Jordan, too, in a rare moment, lashed out at Washington. Their officials said, "We reject these absurd, provocative statements, which constitute a violation of diplomatic norms, an assault on the sovereignty of the countries of the region, and a flagrant breach of international law and the Charter of the UN." Asked whether a passage from the book of Genesis could be read as granting Israel the right to claim all the land between Egypt's Nile River and Syria's Euphrates, Huckabee didn't hedge. He bluntly and without apology said, "That'd be fine if Israel and its military took over the whole Middle East." It'd be fine if they took it all," said Huckabee. This led to a wide-ranging conversation back and forth over whether the modern state of Israel is synonymous with the Israel written about in the Old Testament, stretching back thousands of years. And that is the key. What is Israel? What does the Bible mean when it says Israel? And by the way, you know, when you look at these promises that God gave, the one that they usually quote out of Genesis 12, "I will bless those who bless thee, curse those who bless who curse thee," and that was said to Abraham. It wasn't said to a political nation state thousands of years later. That was a singular thee, which we've lost that accuracy in the language. It's there in the King James. We used to have in a lot of different languages. It used to be in English as well. Thee and thou and you. You was plural. And I had a Quaker friend in junior high school, and he would talk like that. And he said, "Yeah, we don't, you know, we use thee and thou instead of you, because if we use you to refer to a person, we're referring to them as, you know, a multitude of people or whatever. And, you know, it's kind of like the royal we that they use in the UK, the Queen and all of them. You know, we are not amused." Well, you're kind of, you're making yourself a lot bigger, right? You know, I represent a whole bunch of stuff. And that is not the case with this. You know, God was very specific in terms of the, you know, got to get your pronouns right. And so he's very specific about that. But later on, when you have Moses talking about the nation state of Israel, he's talking about how God is going to bless them. You know, they're there at Mount Sinai, and he's got Israel divided into two different groups. One of them is on one mountain. Another one is on Sinai. He's given them the law, and he says, "You obey the law, God will bless you. If you disobey the law, God will curse you." God promised them the land, but he also promised to remove them from the land if they did not follow him. And that's why we see the commentary in the New Testament that that not all of Israel was Israel. Israel was the covenant people, the people who followed God, the people who trusted God. It wasn't based on ethnicity. And that is the most un-Christian understanding of the Bible, to say that ethnic identity is a determining factor with God. It is not.
I know I bring this up every time, but for people that truly believe that if you bless Israel, I'll bless you, point to the blessings. Point to me how America is being blessed right now. Is it the millions of babies dead from abortion? Is it the rampant homosexuality? Is it the transgenderism for children? Is it the pornography? Can you show me exactly? Is it the Sacklers scurrying back off to Israel after causing an opioid epidemic? Is that the blessing?
Yeah.
Can you show it to me?
Yeah. Well, and of course, the central issue of that is it's more than just a pronoun of you and thee and things like that. What they have done what God was saying to Abraham was he's going to bless the world through Abraham, because that was where the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, was going to come. And when you say that it's about Israel, what you've done is you replaced Christ with a political nation of Israel. That's your replacement theology, folks. That's, they say, well, you want to talk about God's chosen people being those who trust in Christ, those who trust in God in the Old Testament, those who trust in Christ later on. Yes, that is right. And they say, well, that's racist. That's anti-Semitic. That's replacement theology. Well, what they're doing is they're replacing the Lord Jesus Christ with a political state. And that really is reprehensible. So Carlson said that according to the Old Testament, the boundaries would be basically the entire Middle East. And he continues, does Israel have the right to that land? Huckabee said in reply, not sure we'd go that far. It'd be a big piece of land. Carlson then pressed him, yeah, but does Israel have a right to that land? Well, it'd be fine if they took it all, said Huckabee. I don't think that's what we're talking about here today. Carlson said, do you think it'd be fine if the state of Israel took over all of Jordan? It'd be fine if they took it all, he said. That's when Huckabee must have realized he was stepping in it. I mean, this is what I say, that the people in the Trump administration just aren't ready for prime time, even with their own agenda. It's kind of like when the Trump administration was, the Democrats put together Mark Kelly and that CIA senator. They put together a video saying that you must not obey illegal orders. The easiest thing in the world for the Trump administration would be to say, well, we haven't given any illegal orders. Name them, because when Kelly and the other co-producer of that video was asked that question on news programs, they said, well, we can't think of anything they did illegal. How pathetic. I can think, I've got a list of things the Trump administration did just with the military that is longer than my arm. So that shouldn't be a problem at all to come up with something they did that was illegal. But you could have called their bluff. They could have said the same thing to them. They could say, well, name what we did that was illegal. Or they could have just said, we didn't issue any illegal orders, but they don't do that. And so here's Huckabee basically saying, yeah, we want Israel to take over the entire Middle East. And he stepped in it and jumped up and down a couple of times, I guess. Condemnation from Middle East leaders has been swift and will probably just stop there, although some could pull their support for any anti-Iran operations. So again, you got some countries that, the Arab and Muslim world is not monolithic. They've got their own rivalries. They've got their own competing governments and competing versions of Islam. And it would be possible to get some of them, because some of them have been friendly to the U.S., Jordan and Saudi Arabia, I guess, to some extent. But you start doing this kind of stuff and they pull back, basically burning your bridges and your allies at the same time. So it's always a Trump regime incompetence striking again. Regardless of whether they're right or wrong, they just can't seem to execute their own agenda. From the Trump always changes orders tariffs to the escapades that they're doing, they're always shooting themselves in the foot, which is actually good for us. We're glad to see that they are shooting themselves in the foot, because their policies are absolutely awful.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Well, Israel has said that they are planning unprecedented strikes in Lebanon, Yemen, Iraq as part of the U.S.-Iran war. So it's not just Huckabee saying this. They're talking about a very broad war in the Middle East. The Israeli army is preparing to carry out massive unprecedented strikes against Iran-backed resistance movements in the regions should they support Islamic Republic in any way against Israel. This is reported by the Al Shark Al-Assad, which is a Saudi-owned paper. That's the relevant thing, not the pronunciation of the name. But citing military sources in Israel, they said Israel was preparing for possible strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon and in Yemen and in Iraq and beyond, right? Israel is currently pressuring Trump to initiate a new war against Iran. In January, Trump ordered an armada of U.S. naval forces to West Asia in preparation for a possible attack. Netanyahu said on Thursday his military is making its own preparations for possible mission strikes in Iran alongside any U.S. action. We are prepared for any scenario, he said, adding that if Iran attacks Israel, they will experience a response that they cannot even imagine. But I guess the U.S. and Israel are free to attack Iran, right? That's not a problem. And if Israel's got nuclear weapons, that's not a problem. It's that Iran can't have them, and Iran can't defend itself from an attack, a preemptive attack, by Israel or by the U.S. We keep attacking them. And, I keep thinking back to the takeover of the U.S. embassy in Iran and how Americans just had no context for what the U.S. government, specifically the CIA, had been doing in Iran for decades and training their secret police, this horrific secret police that would go around and arrest people and torture them, the SAVAK. They had no understanding or appreciation of that at all. Instead, what do we have? We had Nightline every night. You had Ted Koppel coming on as day 52 of America held hostage. It was 52 years ago that history in Iran started for the American public. And that program was so popular that it continued after all the Iran hostage issue was resolved. They started a nightly news program and went for many years after that. But that was the point of the American consciousness of when it all began. We weren't doing anything to Iran, right? And then all of a sudden, just out of the clear blue sky, they attack our embassy and keep these people hostage. By the way, then we later learned that it was Bill Casey. While Bill Casey, who was one of the key people in the OSS and one of the founders of the CIA, and he was Ronald Reagan's campaign manager, and that he went to Iran as part of the Iran-Contra scam and told them, we will give you all the parts that you want for your fighter jets. You just don't release those hostages. And don't even release them after we win the election. Wait until Ronald Reagan is sworn in, because we want the credit for them to be released. That is what the American people didn't see. And even with all the Iran-Contra stuff, they still did. Most of them have an awareness of that. So according to Israeli media, Tel Aviv has delivered very clear warnings to the Lebanese resistance movement in Hezbollah. If it chooses to intervene in the war between Iran and Israel, the blow will be extremely painful. The Hezbollah chief said that Hezbollah and Iran were facing an aggression that does not distinguish between us. A war on Iran this time will ignite the region. We will choose at that time how to act, but we are not neutral in this, he said. And a Hezbollah organization in Iraq is also warning of total war. Said the, quote, forces of darkness are gathering to subjugate and destroy Iran, describing the country as the fortress and pride of Muslims. Well, the State Department is ordering the evacuation of non-emergency U.S. personnel from their embassy in Beirut. It looks like this is going to be imminent. The department did not offer any details or reasons behind the evacuation, says Fox News. You want to take a guess as to what's going on with it? Meanwhile, we have Steve Witkoff going on Fox News and being interviewed by the daughter-in-law of Trump, Laura Trump. And Witkoff says, wait for it, that Trump is curious why Iran has not capitulated. And he also repeats the usual lie that we've heard so many times from Benjamin Netanyahu, that there is going to be a bomb in no time at all. Remember how many times we've heard that? Now, Witkoff says it's about a week. We've been hearing this kind of stuff from Netanyahu for decades.
Not stopped. Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year. It could be within a few months.
They have the wherewithal, the stored up, preserved knowledge to make a bomb very quickly if they wanted to do it.
Iran is so dangerous. Weeks away from having the fissile material for an entire arsenal of nuclear bombs.
They're very close. They're 6 months away from being about 90% of having the enriched uranium for an atom bomb.
Iran is gearing up to have to produce 25 bombs, atomic bombs a year.
That's 2006. I should be reading these dates here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
1996
is running out.
Iran will be capable of alone, without importing anything, nuclear bombs within 3 to 5 years.
He said that in 1995. Well, now Steve Witkoff says it's a week now. You know, pretty soon it'll be minutes before we do this. Why under this sort of pressure, says Steve Witkoff, with the amount of sea power, naval power that we have over there, why haven't they come to us and said, we profess that we don't want a nuclear weapon. So here's what we're prepared to do. Yet it's hard to get them to that point, is it? According to media reports, Iran has offered a deal that would involve it suspending its uranium enrichment program for 3 to 5 years, and later restarting it as a civilian-grade level, far below the 90% needed for weapons grade. As part of a joint nuclear program with regional countries, Iran has also publicly offered to dilute its stockpile of uranium enriched at 60%, though it's likely buried underground following U.S. airstrikes. And so this is the other issue. I think Witkoff is telling everybody that, they're just a week away from it. So were these strikes that were done by Trump against their nuclear development sites that he said totally destroyed their nuclear program, was that a lie? Or is this a lie? Or are they both lying, both times? And is Netanyahu lying as well? Despite the U.S. bombing those facilities, which forcibly suspended Iran's nuclear enrichment, Trump's insistence that the U.S. obliterated Iran's nuclear program, Witkoff made the false claim that Iran could have uranium to make a bomb within 1 week. They're probably a week away from having an industrial bomb-making material, he claimed, facing absolutely no pushback, of course, from Laura Trump. The bottom line is that the U.S. and Israel are going to start this war, that there isn't anything that Iran can do to placate them. And they want a war, and they're going to get a war. And
well, that's ain't what Iran we have a geographical oddity? 2 weeks from a nuclear bomb at all times.
That's right. My brother, where art thou? Yeah, this place is a geographical oddity, 30 minutes from everywhere. And they're just a few days from a nuclear bomb all the time. It just keeps going. I hate to see our country become so unjust that we are the ones who are constantly attacking people, constantly violating the Constitution, our own laws, international law, and God's moral law. That's the United States government. And if you look at what we've been doing with all the rest of the stuff, I guess the Epstein stuff is really not much of a surprise, is it? I guess we are the big Satan. Maybe Iran got that right. We're the big Satan, and Israel is the little Satan. I think that is really what is going on here. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back.
making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome back. From blockchain to ball and chain, I've thought of the blockchain many times as being an instrument of control. And that is how they seek to use it, with tokenization. And understand that tokenization is high on the list for people like Larry Fink of BlackRock, who's now the interim co-chair of their World Economic Forum, now that Herr Klaus has kind of retired from that. And so they're trying to digitize the world, and this is something that is happening at every level. They have also laid the foundation. I remember Senator Frank Nicely was talking about how it's something of a trap that they're laying for people in terms of property values for farms here in Tennessee. You sign on to this program, and it gets you into a situation where they can start to put you in one of these natural resource companies that are trading on the New York Stock Exchange. That's what these people have set up. They want to have representative securitization, same kind of stuff that they did with the real estate stuff. You know, just think about it. If they can do that with homes, with real estate, if they can come up with schemes to manipulate it, and that's what these people are. We talked about that just the other day with maybe it was yesterday, about Lucky Lutnick, and now he'd set up this scheme to sell hedge bets on whether or not companies would, whether or not the tariffs would be overturned by the Supreme Court and whether or not they'd get their money back. It's like, tell you what, I'll give you, you paid X amount in terms of tariffs, I'll give you 20 to 30% of that in cash right now. And then if the tariffs are overturned, I get to cash them out and I keep the entire value of it. But you get 20 to 30% right now because, you know, this thing may not go through. They're always betting, and they're always coming up with some kind of a derivative scheme when you look at it. And this is one of the biggest ones. Tokenization of nature and even of humanity represents a deliberate strategy by the world's most powerful financial institutions. Figures like BlackRock's CEO, Larry Fink, openly championed turning the planet's resources and increasingly aspects of human experience into fractionalized, tradable digital assets on blockchain-based ledgers. This creates new avenues for elite profit and unprecedented control and surveillance. And this is the key thing, and this is why I lean so much to gold and silver. And again, Tony has set up DavidKnight.gold to take you to Wise Wolf Gold. Start accumulating that. We need to get into the physical world and understand that this virtualization, this tokenization, this move to try to isolate and surveil and control us is a trap. It's a huge trap. And we need to do everything we can to try to get out of that. Develop skills to be able to do things in the real world, to be able to develop skills to have physical possession of gold and silver. And again, Tony can help you to do that on a regular basis, just accumulating a little bit at a time. Dollar cost averaging, if you do it that way, getting it set up on a monthly basis to start a savings program. He can help you with your IRA as well to move that in. It is a revolution, and we should have a revolution about this stuff. And look at the way that they have set up traps throughout various things. Look at the underhanded, secretive way that they've gone in and changed the UCC code to change the way that stocks and securities and deeds are held, and putting themselves as brokers, as the real owners, and just putting you in as somebody who is entitled to it, which is the same strategy that they did with gold and silver, paper gold and silver. They set these things up as ETFs, and if you buy paper gold and paper silver on the stock exchanges, GLD or SLV, if you do that, what you're doing is you're buying a share of that organization, but you're not actually going to be buying a share of gold or silver. And so what happens to that organization if they go bankrupt? Well, you're low down on the list of creditors to get money, and that's the way it is with stocks and all the rest of the stuff. Everything works just fine unless there's some kind of a global financial crisis, which is what is coming. If there's something like that and it's a liquidity crash for everybody, guess what? They start to go bankrupt, and there is a priority of people who get paid off, and you are at the absolute bottom. That's what the great taking is all about. And so they do these types of things with the UCC code. They tried doing that with CBDC, tried to change it so that central bank digital currencies were going to be recognized by the UCC code as something that could be used in commercial transactions. People caught wind of it and started pushing back against it. So now they've got their own response to this. So you've got Lutnick as the commerce secretary. He's got his own stable coin, and then the Trump family's got their own stable coin. So the Lutnick family and the Trump family, but no, this doesn't have anything to do with the president or the commerce secretary. We don't know anything about it, right? Isn't it amazing how Lutnick, he denied doing the hedge derivatives for the tariffs. He said, I don't know anything about that. Besides, it was my family that did it. And we weren't actually doing that. But if we were doing it, it was my family. Which is the same approach they took with the Epstein Island thing. I wasn't doing that. I didn't have any contact with this guy. And then when the emails showed that he actually was, oh, it was my family, it was my kids and my nanny and everything. Well, same thing with this, right? He says, oh, we didn't do that, in spite of the rumors. And they produced the emails and the letters and showed that, yes, he really was, his company really was doing that. And then it's, oh, it's not me, it's my family that's doing this. And Trump is saying, yes, not me that is trying to replace the U.S. dollar. It's my sons, Don Jr. and Eric, and their World Liberty Financial, which is more accurately World Enslavement Financial. That's what it's really set up to be. And massive corruption right out in the open. That is the hallmark of the Trump administration. So nature is on the chopping block, from forests to fractional shares. And this is something people have been talking about for quite some time in terms of national parks and other assets like this. Going down into the Amazon, companies like ONE Amazon, which is tied to U.S. intelligence and to crypto investors, plans to issue tokens backed by preservation deals, and they cap the supply to make them scarce, like digital gold or something, right? This is all a MacGuffin. This is about tokenizing everything, and this is the way that they combine all of these different streams together. This is justification for this stuff. Of course, they've been laying the foundation for it. The climate MacGuffin. And we've got to watch and control the resources that everybody uses. You know, how much energy do you use? How much food do you eat? What kind of food do you eat? You know, it's going to get to the point of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where they weigh you before and after you go to a particular place. And you better not be carrying out any more than you took in. But this is the kind of real estate securitization and tragic consequences that we saw around 2008. This is for everything. You know, it worked so well, they want to do it with everything. So tokenized nature. Initiatives like the Natural Asset Companies, backed by Intrinsic Exchange Group and the Rockefeller Foundation, aim to list ecosystems on stock exchanges as new asset classes. And again, this is the mindset of people like Lutnick and Epstein and everything. It's all about how can we pull this thing together and turn it into a casino where we can trade it and we can fool people about what is there. I mean, the scheming and the conniving that goes on is just unbelievable. The World Economic Forum is involved in turning nature into a commodity so that investors can use it to profit from. And again, always with the, let's get derivatives here so we can hide what's really going on. Another example is Estonia's Single Earth, which tokenizes forests, swamps, and biodiversity to back its token that they call Merit, which is probably meritless. It allows companies to buy fractional ownership for carbon offsets while claiming to make nature the new gold. What they're doing is they're making it the new paper gold, right? It's the same scam that is there. It's one of the reasons why when I didn't realize that about paper gold and silver until gold started moving about 10 years ago. And that's about the time I met Tony, and then I realized that this is a scam, It really is. Now they want to do it to everything. They've got one in Central Africa. They call it the Sango Project, tokenizing land, timber, and diamond reserves there. And then they have traditional commodities that are also being tokenized, things like oil and gas reserves or renewable energy sources. So, again, it's gone into Australia's National Bank has issued a green stablecoin. So, you can set up a stablecoin and you can back it with U.S. Treasuries or you can back it with gold or you can back it with some natural assets or something phony like carbon credits. That's what they're doing in Australia.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward, but that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And then you can take it to the ludicrous extreme, and you can use human bodies and set them up as tracking. Because, they've talked about the Internet of Things. They've also talked about the Internet of Bodies, IOB. And there, now the financial scammers get involved in this. Personal information, health records, DNA, even daily actions get digitized, fractionalized, and linked to digital IDs and programmable currencies that track and control spending. This is the constant thing that we see everywhere, even to the extent that we look at everything that, of course, World Economic Forum has done, but the U.S. government working with NATO and with Ukraine, I've played this video before, Ukraine 2030. This is their vision of how society should work. Except it's not there. Okay. Okay, well, take my word for it. I've played that video before. They're talking about how you can do everything that you want, and it makes it so easy because all these government interactions to do things like get your driver's license, register your car, all the things that you didn't really want to do anyway. Now you can get this all streamlined on this. We got an app for that. All the things that where the government intervenes and interjects it into unwanted ways into your life. Now we can make it easy. It's all on a single app that is there. The blockchain is exactly what is needed to make the tokenization of human resources possible on a massive scale. You can slice up and trade fractions of somebody's skills, behaviors, or their biometric data. Your work output, your health metrics, your social compliance, all linked to your digital ID. And the elites can monitor, value, and manipulate them in real time. If we understand where this stuff is going, then we are sensitive to and we can discern what is happening when they start doing this nonsense like they're doing in Colorado, which is where I started the show, where they say that we've got to get an ID from you in order to use the Internet because we've got to protect the kids from pornography and their parents won't do it, that type of thing. So if you know where this is going, if you know that everything they do is a bet, everything they do is a gamble, and everything they want to do to us in the future is basically a permission society, tracking and controlling everything that we do. Society looks like a giant database to them, where people own nothing tangible, just like the World Economic slogan suggests. It's all enforced through surveillance. Everyone has a digital ID, and you can't have access to a job, services, or even basic rights. Tokens represent shares in human capital markets that reward all this stuff. And again, they're rapidly moving towards this. We look at the advances in robots, and I think certainly the Boston Dynamics is not, their robots are very expensive, but they seem to be the true innovators in all this. Take a look at this dancing robot that they have for Boston Dynamics. It's very, very fluid. Yeah, that's right. And you got another one that came out last week. I didn't play the video of it. It was a robot. They're setting this up to be as human as they can, soft skin tissue, even warm skin tissue. Ask yourself what that's there for. And setting it up with a skeleton that's very much human and a little bit smaller, but also setting up as a female, as a companion for people, right? This is where these people are going. They want to replace us. They see us as their slaves, and of course, the robots are just mechanical slaves. The world's billionaire elite, already far beyond any need for more wealth, now crave absolute power and control. Because that's what it always is really about, right? Like I said yesterday, they've got more money they could spend in a dozen lifetimes. And so what is, how much is enough? Is it just a little bit more? No, what they're actually after at this point is they're actually after power and control over other people. That really is what motivates them and what they choose to do. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
liberty. It's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome back. You know, we had a comment from a listener about this Defense Production Act compelling the production of glyphosate that was signed in by Donald Trump. And, of course, a component of that was even giving them liability protection. It's interesting to see RFK Jr. defending that. And what does this tell you about the whole MAHA thing and the people that Trump has put in? I got to say, to their credit, Children's Health Defense, which is the organization that RFK Jr. created, Children's Health Defense has been holding his feet to the fire. They have not restrained from criticizing him when he has betrayed what he set that organization up to do. And it's interesting, you know, you see this happening all the time. You see it happening with Alex Jones and InfoWars. Sets up an organization, tells people the truth about this stuff, then he sells out to the other side. That's what's happened to RFK Jr. Trump's executive order spurring the domestic production of glyphosate. The MAHA movement is reeling from the president's embrace of the chemical that they despise. This is coming from CNBC. I said from the very beginning I didn't believe this is that they were going to do any of this stuff. I said this MAHA stuff ought to be spelled HAHA because it's a joke, and it really is now at this point. Kennedy said, Trump's executive order puts America first where it matters the most, our defense readiness and our food supply. Are you kidding me? How pathetic that is. We must safeguard America's national security first. Let them eat poison, right? We got to have production. I got to have massive amounts of whatever it is that I'm growing, and I don't care if it's laced with a carcinogenic chemical. Causes people to get non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. By the way, you know, like I said earlier, you know, go to rncstore.com. These people are not going to relent. There is no cavalry coming to the rescue. The closest you're going to get to that is Paul Revere telling you about a world without cancer. Again, go to rncstore.com. Find out about that because these people are really serious. And they're expanding this quite a bit. This article from CNBC says, but Kennedy's MAHA coalition has supported Trump in the 2024 presidential campaign. They hate glyphosate, just like they hated the vaccine, right? But they just can't see it. They say glyphosate has, this is CNBC talking, has been alleged to cause cancer in myriad lawsuits. Well, it hasn't been alleged. They have paid out billions of dollars because it is credible. Juries have over and over again looked at the evidence and decided that it does cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. As a matter of fact, I've told the story. Our dog died from that, and right about that same time, we had a friend who got it. And again, I believe both those cases were involved the chemical glyphosate Roundup. So when you look at how many times have they been betrayed? They've been betrayed over the lockdowns, over the pandemic, over the mRNA vaccine, over the over wars. He was going to have peace, but now he's bringing us more and more wars. How about the Epstein stuff? That was a betrayal, right? When you go to crypto, instead of CBDC, now we've got the crony capitalist digital currency, the CCDC. That's going to be run by the Trump family. Surveillance, the police state, in terms of digital currency, in terms of the federalized masked police. Cameras everywhere, Palantir everywhere. Look at taxes. He does this major tax increase, and he thinks that's his economic gift to America, is higher taxes. The guy's a Democrat from New York. He's no better than Bernie Sanders. He thinks of economics in the same way as Bernie Sanders. You know, he's angry at the Supreme Court because they're looting the Treasury, as Bernie Sanders said about tax cuts. He hates guns, Second Amendment. He told his voters that he was going to stop funding Planned Parenthood, said he was pro-life. And what did they do? They made a big production about stopping funding to Planned Parenthood in March of last year. Then they restored it quietly in December. This is the way it goes with Trump. And then you have artificial intelligence. His very first day in office, he wants to put together a big deal with banks and billionaires called Stargate. And it's going to be a combination of artificial intelligence and mRNA. Trump really loves that mRNA stuff. And he loves artificial intelligence. They want to make sure that state and local governments can't do anything to protect themselves against artificial intelligence. And issue after issue after issue, he has betrayed everything his base believes, but they won't criticize him. Why is it? Well, it's because just like that article from Watson earlier, they will hail him as a hero. Even as he is the enemy of free speech, they portray him as a savior. It's just outright lies and twisting of the truth is what we're seeing with that. Elevating glyphosate to a national security priority is the exact opposite of what MAHA voters were promised, said Ken Cook, president of the Environmental Working Group. He said, if Secretary Kennedy remains at HHS after this, it will be impossible to argue that his past warnings about glyphosate were anything more than campaign rhetoric designed to win trust and votes. And that's what I said, isn't it? Remember when they got in, I said, when you look at what, Kennedy is saying, what Cash Patel is saying, is that we want you to trust government now, right? So that's why they put Trump in. That's why Trump puts in RFK Jr., people like Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. Now you can trust government. Because now we've got Donald Trump, and he's got all these influencers in that are there. And you can trust them now. It's a trap. It's a trap. It's just like the trust. I just had a friend send me the article that I've talked about a lot of different times about the trust. The Stalin set up the trust. And it was actually how they kept track of how the Bolsheviks kept track of their enemies outside of Russia. They basically started an organization to oppose themselves and funded it. And then when people signed up and joined it, then they had all the information about them. It's kind of like probably what the State Department is doing with this VPN stuff, the trust. You trust us? Come on. And, of course, it's a true story. And it's kind of interesting. They did a production of it. Sam Neill was the guy who played Sigmund Riley. It was called Riley, Ace of Spies. It was based on a historical book and the account of Lockhart, who was at the center of it. He was an ambassador for the U.S. government, and he was part of the movements trying to take out the Bolsheviks. Sidmund Riley was the ace spy that Ian Fleming, who worked with the intelligence agencies, and he wrote James Bond novels, of course. He patterned James Bond off of Sigmund Riley. He was a master spy during World War I. He infiltrated the German high command. He spoke all these different languages and everything. He was not anybody's fool, but he got fooled by the trust. They lured him into Russia and captured him and killed him. James Bond, that's how he ended in real life. The trust. Trust the plan. Yeah, Felix Dzerzhinsky and the Cheka in the old Soviet Union under Stalin.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
The executive order came down one day after Bayer proposed paying $7 billion to settle a series of lawsuits claiming that Roundup causes cancer and put in a settlement for future lawsuits. So regardless of how many people get cancer moving on here, they are already set up and inoculated against that, essentially. But Trump wants to give them full liability protection. So Marjorie Taylor Greene knocked Trump for signing an executive order protecting cancer-causing glyphosate in our foods, she said. But the House Agriculture Committee Republicans said on Wednesday night, "Thank you, President Trump. This is a vital step forward in ensuring a domestic supply of this critical crop input." Again, big ag is no different from big pharma. All they care about is the money they're going to make. Selling you stuff. They don't care if it is going to kill you or not. House Agriculture Chair, Republican Thompson out of Pennsylvania is trying to push a farm bill through Congress this year. He's also come under fire from MAHA recently for a provision in that bill that would block state and local pesticide regulations from differing from federal guidelines. And we've seen this over and over again, haven't we? And that's what they're trying to do with artificial intelligence. Almost everything that Trump does is an attack on the 10th Amendment. He doesn't want any opposition from state and local. And he doesn't want any opposition from Congress or the courts. You know, he wants to be king. And so he hates this division of power. He hates the separation of power. And everything he does is set up to destroy that. I think that is he is the biggest anti-10th Amendment guy that we have had. So again, they've signaled liability protection for these pesticide makers. This is an article from Children's Health Defense. And they're not trying to please anybody. They're going to tell you the truth. And they've done this before. They've opposed RFK Jr. in the past. So good for them. They said Trump's order also grants legal immunity, and they laid out the case for it. They said not only has Trump gone back on his word to go after pesticides, destroying the delicate trust that was built by the MAHA movement, but he paved the path for glyphosate to continue destroying farmland, fertility, and our family's health for generations to come. And when they talk about destroying farmland, that's the key thing. You put this poison on your farmland, now you can only grow the crops that are genetically modified by Monsanto. And they're going to charge you a lot because they hold a patent on those things. That's the whole point of it. They had Indian farmers who got caught in that trap. They couldn't grow anything else, and they had to keep buying the seed from Monsanto, and it was expensive for them. They were going bankrupt. They lost everything. They even lost their land. They couldn't resell it. There are massive numbers of them committing suicide over that in India. A toxicologist denounced the decision on X. He said, the executive branch has just endorsed the carcinogen and enshrined it. It is outrageous and unacceptable. Glyphosate is a carcinogen, and the idea that promoting a carcinogen will make us stronger as a country is deeply misguided. Again, it's not really that much different than with the food and drugs, not that much different than what they did with the vaccines as well. Inherently unsafe, so we've got to give them liability protection. So this is clearly designed to offer broad immunity, says Children's Health Defense. The executive order states that it, quote, confers all immunity provided for in Section 707 of the Act. The Act itself says, quote, no person shall be held liable for any act resulting from compliance with an order issued under the law. So if you tell me I've got to create ventilators, or you tell me I've got to create glyphosate, now nobody can do any, no matter what harm is done by that, I now have immunity. Isn't it interesting how they keep handing out immunity to their buddies? You know, they got absolute immunity for their ICE thugs as well. Director of Governmental Affairs for the Center for Biological Diversity has filed multiple lawsuits challenging the EPA's approval of glyphosate. And of course, I didn't mention before, but it's also fluoride, and it's also the Trump administration that is fighting the lawsuit that was won against fluoride. So this guy said, told the New York Times that Trump's order is, quote, alarming because it is clearly designed to offer a broad immunity. So from protecting pedophiles to protecting corporations that murder people for profit. That's really what's going on here. You know, we look at pharmaceutical companies, these chemical companies, and then blocking it at the state level. Last week, Bayer announced that Monsanto had reached a tentative agreement to settle tens of thousands of lawsuits for $7 billion. Again, since they have set a cap on the amount that the corporation will have to pay for damage in the future, that's one of the worst things about it. They're going to give a pittance, if anything, to these people who are harmed by their product. Earlier this year, a broad bipartisan coalition succeeded in eliminating a Bayer-backed provision tucked into congressional appropriations bill that would have restricted the ability of people to sue the company for failing to warn of health risks. So they have tried not once but twice in the last year to get Congress to enact this immunity. A bipartisan coalition has stopped this. So now what do? They go to Donald Trump and get him to issue an executive order saying that it is a defense issue, and then giving him legal immunity through that. They know where they can buy their crooks on sale. Yeah, when a product is dangerous and unsafe, like pharmaceuticals or chemicals, they go to the feds in order to protect them from state and local. And then they go even further. They get legal immunity, like they did with the vaccine. And again, there is no compensation for the victims, whether you're talking about big pharma, big chemicals, big pedo, right? No compensation, nothing, no consideration for the victims. They're, you know, it's not just the Epstein situation where you got victims. It's people who are getting cancer from this stuff. They poison people with mRNA, with fluoride, with glyphosate. And we're supposed to believe that RFK Jr. is there at HHS to make America healthy again. Give me a break. It's really disgusting when you look at it. And when you look at the what is happening with the mRNA, it's actually even growing quite a bit. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been talking about a new RNA crop spray. That's a company called, this is up on technocracy.news, and Patrick Wood's comment was, this company called Tirana fuses nature's intelligence with machine intelligence to generatively design versatile RNA-based solutions for every aspect of plant health from seed to stem. Stop and think about this. I want to talk about nature's intelligence. You know, nature doesn't have any intelligence. God does. Intelligent design is one of the best arguments for God. And yet they continually go back and say, well, we're designing this. We're working with our machine intelligence and with nature's intelligence. Nature doesn't have any intelligence. Again, in the beginning, there was information. There was logos, which is the word. It also involves the larger concept of design, which we can all see in nature. We can all see that nature has been designed and created. And the more we learn in terms of science, the more obvious that truth becomes. It's like looking at a car. And you don't say, wow, I wonder how that came together in the junkyard. No, you say, who made this? Right? Good or bad, right? Who made that junk heap or who made this beautiful thing here? And so, you know that it's got a maker. And that's why it is foolish to say there is no God. But this is really a singularity of depopulation, surveillance, and the police state. In May of 2023, Dr. Tenpenny wrote an article, What Are They Doing to Our Fruits and Veggies?, talking about what Bill Gates wanted to do with this coating that he called APL. Remember that? Going to preserve fresh fruit for a longer period of time. And, that's our goal. We want to sell you this nice, shiny red apple, like Snow White's Wicked Stepmother. Oh, that looks very appetizing. Just don't bite into it, A company called Terana Biosciences has now developed an RNA platform for agriculture. They say it fuses nature's intelligence with machine intelligence to design RNA-based solutions for every aspect from plant health to seed to stem, as I said before. Again, they know that there's intelligent design there. So there's some fundamental lies at the center of this. Telling people, don't worry, it's only gonna be very precise, very surgical in how we do this. We're smart, we know how to manipulate this, and we're going to manipulate the plants, genetically modify them, and we're also going to manipulate a spray that we put there and with RNA, and that's going to then change the DNA of the insects. But don't worry, it's not gonna change your DNA or anything like that. That RNA doesn't change DNA. Well, if it copies it, as I said from the very beginning, that's always been one of their lines. mRNA doesn't modify DNA. It just copies it. Think about that, right? When you use a copy machine, if it doesn't do a good job, it's going to modify the DNA. But because it is copying, it has the potential to be designed. It can deliberately change the DNA as well. And in the summer of 2020, as all this stuff was going on, there was a research project that came out of Thomas Jefferson University that talked about that. They said, look, we've been able to modify DNA by using mRNA. And I said, bingo, that's going to come about. That's why I call the Trump shots GCI, genetic code injection. Same thing here. While these people, they talk out of both sides of their mouths, but you can understand if you look at what they're doing, you understand where they are headed. I know it's difficult for us to do something about it. The first thing you have to know is where they're headed. What is their plan? What is their design? How are they trying to pull all this stuff together? If you have an idea about that, that can give you a clue as to the dangerous things that they're trying to throw at us on the way. Have a good day. Thank you for joining us.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
Moto Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.